You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And it's Monday, so I'm joined by none other than Reggie Jackson. He is a U.S. Navy veteran and internationally renowned expert on race relations, the 2021 winner of the Carter G. Woodson Memorial Award from the National Education Association and the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. His conducted seminars at over a dozen college campuses around the state of Wisconsin while traveling to over 50 communities, conducting lectures, workshops, and facilitated dialogue sessions on American history. He is the winner of over 20 awards for his work as a journalist and activist supporting closer race relations within multiple communities. Throughout the state, and served as head griot, oral historian at the America's Black Holocaust Museum for 2 decades, on and on and on. So it's Monday, so welcome back, Reggie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. Thanks, man. Good to be back. Happy Motown Monday to you and Cardi as well.
You know, man, it's just, this nightmare's just beginning. Look, man, look. Social Security websites keep crashing as Doge demands cuts to the IT staff. The worsening problems come on Elon Musk's Doge team pushes for more cuts at the agency, including in the department that oversees the website. So the poor, the infirmed, who need this the most, can't even get access, man. And then there are people who are still supporting this lunatic. Mm-hmm. And they were warned, right? Everybody knew. Listen, so the stock market is crashing. Hey, the stock market is crashing. Oh, what are we going to do? The sky is falling. Hey, there are people who don't have any stocks. Plenty. And they can't worry about the stocks, man. They're worried about keeping food in their mouths, man. A roof over their head, clothes on their backs. Oh, the stock market, man. What are we talking about, Reggie?
Man, I've been telling people, man, this stuff is just the tip of the iceberg, Earl. I mean, it's going to get so much worse. This is just the beginning. And a lot of people that voted for this man are hurting right now, not because of the stock market, but because of, you know, cuts to programs that they and their communities depend on, you know, massive cuts. I wrote a letter to the editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel telling them that their coverage of the ending of the Department of Education was not very good. It didn't tell everybody that of all of the local school districts here in Milwaukee area, that Milwaukee Public Schools gets the largest percentage of their budget from Department of Education. 20% of their budget, Earl, comes from the Department of Education. And most of the other suburban school districts get anywhere between 2 and 10% of their budget. So when people talk about the Department of Education going away, nobody's going to suffer worse than MPS. And Earl, you and I both know that MPS is struggling tremendously to begin with. And now for them to lose 20% of their budget because of the Department of Education, and then an additional, what, $48 million, I think, because it cuts to the food program. I mean, this man is literally cutting off food for kids, Earl. And people keep talking, reaching people's hearts and minds. What if they don't have a heart? They're okay with this man cutting off food for children, Earl.
You know, Reggie, rallies across the nation, across the world, right? Mm-hmm. Rallies across the world. And that man sits there and is ill-affected because mm-hmm. he lacks a heart. He's not even human. And so a human being would look at what he's wrought and then look in the mirror and say, oh, my God, did I do that? Am I causing this kind of damage not only in this country but all over the world, man? You know, we just had these major floods in the Midwest. He mm-hmm. wants to end FEMA.
Right.
Hey, I mean, yeah. just if you just add it up one thing at a time and you keep adding, you realize, as you stated, he's just beginning. Mm-hmm. Been 3 months, man. And he's decimated people's lives. And then the Congress, who's finally the cowardly Republicans, Republicans are finally whispering under their breath, oh, well, you know, what he's doing with what he's doing with the terrorists, they're going to cause pain. What are you talking about, man? You can stop it. Only you can stop it. But where's your courage? So, and I would say, instead of rallying, you know, and rallying is good, but if you want to rally at a congressman's office.
Yeah.
Hey, Reggie, you hear me?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Overwhelm the Congress people's phone lines every day. Make sure you've got gangs and throngs of people at the Congress people's office, man. That's mm-hmm. how you get them to move. The only people that can move to stop this are those congressmen and Republican Congress people.
Right.
Right. That's where it's got to be, man.
Definitely. And you know, they're not doing their job, Earl. Literally, their job is to do what's best for their constituents, not kiss up to the president like he's a king. And they're laying down on the job, Earl. They really are. And I don't know what we have to do to kick them in the rear end to make them do their job, but they don't seem to have the backbone to do it. I remember when my daughter was a kid, one of her favorite cartoons was Courage the Cowardly Dog. And that's what these people are reminding me of.
You know,
cowardly.
You know, we're headed into a self-imposed, self-induced recession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joe Biden, whatever you want to say, did all he could to make sure there wasn't a recession. Mm-hmm. He did it. He made sure, because he knew the impact of recession. Now, the billionaires and multi millionaires, Reggie, recession may impact their portfolios, mm-hmm. but it's not going to change what they eat.
No, it's right? not going to put them in a poor house.
No,
they can be just fine.
They're going to be just fine.
They're not worried about the price of a dozen eggs, Earl, because they're never going to go to the grocery store themselves anyway. They got people to do that for them.
So many of the people, man, who supported this man, and some of them are listening to this show right now, and they still want to stand with them. So mm-hmm. when will they realize that they made a mistake? That I don't even know if I should say they made a mistake, Reggie. They knew who and what he was. They knew. Hey, farmers. The farmers are now starting to realize.
Yeah. Hey. Major cuts to the USDA.
Yes.
Major cuts.
He's got them right between, you know, what do you call that thing on a rifle, man? Crosshairs. He's got them right
between. Oh, yeah. Got him in the crosshairs.
Yeah, he's got them in the crosshairs. And he's such a horrific person that he doesn't have any compassion for them at all. I'm not wishing any harm on anybody. But, Reggie, people in your and my community who you know, struggle the most in the society and the safety nets that were what were used to make sure. Can you imagine, man, people walking the street? There's already people walking the streets in this country looking for something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these.
We know it's going to be worse for us, Earl. Because, you know, as Dr. King reminded us years ago, you know, when America catches a cold, the black community gets pneumonia. So regardless of how bad it's going to be for America, it's going to be significantly worse for the black community. We know this. I mean, we're out in the community on a regular basis. We know people that are hurting and have been hurting, Earl. And you know, one of the things that's you know, it's like, do people remember that the last time we had a recession, this same person was the president?
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, do they remember that? Yeah. Or do they even care?
Well, you know, I don't think they really care. They believed so much in him as an individual that that they were clearly blinded. You know, so you made a mistake. You should be joining forces with the rest of us and making sure that he understood that you're not standing with him still. 855-752-4842. Phone lines are open. None other than Reggie Jackson is on the line. You can join us on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I did my best. But I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers. Wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just one.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. And Reggie just wants that we can figure out what we keep doing wrong. I'm joined by Mr. Reggie Jackson. He served as the head griot, oral historian at America's Black Holocaust Museum for 2 decades. Reggie is the protege of the museum's founder, Dr. James Cameron, and the author of the forthcoming book, Midwest Nice Apartheid: The History and Harms of segregation in Milwaukee. Reggie's approach to U.S. history is what he calls parallel journeys in history, recognizing that Americans of all backgrounds have shared histories that emphasize our communities instead of differences. So, Reggie, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning, Reggie. Happy Motown Monday. Yeah. You know, I was listening to the prior hour of your show, listening then to Reggie, and you know, it seems like we have something in common with the two segments, and it just seems to me what we have in common is we're going to all have to rely on people power to go forward. What we've witnessed with the protests over the weekend is people power is gaining momentum. What we witnessed with the Wisconsin Supreme Court election recently was the same. Again, people power, people showed up. And so I'm somewhat encouraged, I think more encouraged today, Earl, than I've been in some time, that people power is you know, becoming, you know, the thing. You know, showing up, that's what people power is. And frankly, people power is the only remedy we have for whether it's civil rights or whether it's, you know, toxins in our schools. The reason why we were here is because we took our eyes off the ball. We stopped paying attention. There's nobody that has more responsibility for where we are today than we the people. It's our fault. We stopped paying attention. So I think for Reggie's cause, for the toxins, and for the American future, I say this. People power is only good for us if we use it. Bad things happen when good people do nothing. And this attack, this system that we have found ourselves to, where we're, you know, exposing our young children to extreme danger, much less all the other neglected infrastructure projects that should have been done over the decades. No, the day has come. The American people, I think, have been poked one too many times, and I'm encouraged going forward that there's going to be a whole lot more hands-off rallies and that type of more demonstrations of people power. Because, again, it's the only remedy.
Hey, Mike.
It's the only one.
Thank you very much for the call. You know, Reggie, people power is clearly something that really can move the needle. But are we learning that the things that we held sacred in this nation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, clearly is not worth the paper it's written on, because they've got a man in office and other accomplices, congresspeople, who don't support that?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. And, you know, I applaud Mike for, you know, his remarks about people power. But listen, people power did not move the Republicans in the U.S. Senate on Saturday while people were rallying around the world, not just here, you know, protesting these policies. They went right ahead and passed this tax cut bill that's going to move to the House and more than likely pass in the House of Representatives as well. So these members of Congress, the Republicans, simply ignored the will of the people. They ignored people power. They can do that. They don't have to do what we want them to do. They have the power to do whatever they choose to do, and they are choosing to ignore people power and basically giving a middle finger to America by not protecting the country.
You know, Reggie. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and you know, this damage that's happening, you know, people talking about recession. Listen, Earl, this is going to be more than a recession. This is going to be the closest we've come
depression
to the Great Depression, because it's affecting, you know, economies around the world, not just here in the U.S. You know, you look at the stock markets, every stock market on the planet is down tremendously as a result of this foolishness by Trump. And, you know, it's impacting other countries' desire to want to even, you know, do business with the U.S.
You know, Reggie, your point is so well taken. You know, the Republican Congress, I mean, Senate, voted yes to give these tax breaks to the wealthiest people. At the root of everything we're dealing with is them and those tax breaks. And even in the face of all the things that they saw, Reggie, that are on the horizon, that are going to impact peoples all over the world, they had a chance to say no to the tax cuts, Reggie. They foresaw.
You really only had two. You only had two Republican senators that voted no on that bill. Just two.
Man, this is my point, man. They saw it. They see what's happening. They're not blind. And even in the face of it, they move forward with those cuts. 855-752-4842. My guest is Reggie Jackson. Guys, hang on. I'll come right to you, I promise. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the one and only Reggie Jackson. Always on Mondays, Reggie Jackson is a U.S. Navy veteran and internationally renowned expert on race relations, the 2021 winner of the Carter G. Woodson Memorial Award from the National Education Association. An Association for the Study of African American Life and History has conducted seminars at over a dozen college campuses around the state of Wisconsin. While traveling to over 50 communities, conducting lectures, workshops, and facilitated dialogue sessions on American history, he is the winner of over 20 awards for his work as a journalist and activist in supporting closer race relations, on and on and on. And he's authoring a new book that should be coming out pretty soon. Reggie, what's the name of the book?
Midwest Nights, Apartheid, the History and Harms of Segregation in Milwaukee.
All right. So before we go to the phone lines, I just want to say there's been 14 presidents in my lifetime since the day of my birth. Some of them two times, so that would make it even more than 14. But I would tell you, this is the worst. He's the worst. No question. He's the worst that I've seen in my lifetime. And again, I've seen 14 different presidents going back to Dwight Eisenhower. Yeah, I was a little kid then, but, you know, there's been that many different presidents. And I'm telling you, I've never seen one cause the damage that this man has caused. And we knew even before he got back in what he was going to do, and yet we gave it to him anyway. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. But I'll tell you something, Al, I've seen 14 presidents. You've seen, what, 45 or 46? Which, what is it? Hey, go ahead, Al.
And Reggie, I thought you was one of us, see? And here you are, a Navy vet. Anyway, I'm Air Force. But anyway, but I've told you all several times.
I was in Air Force Junior ROTC in high school, man. So I appreciate the Air Force.
ROTC don't count.
It does for me, man. I loved it. That was my favorite class in school.
I was with the 835th Tactical Fighter Wing out of McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita.
Hey, Al, did I tell you my story about being in Lackland Air Force Base?
No.
I was there.
What were you doing in Lackland?
I was in the Air Force.
Huh?
I was in the Air Force. I never told you?
No.
At the end of the story, Al, at the end, Al, the end of the story, non-adaptable to military. That was the, I didn't make it through. But anyway.
You was over there hanging out at them women's barracks. I know what you was doing. Seriously, right? They didn't have Lackland Air Force Base. Was very large right outside of San Antonio, and they didn't have fences on the highway or in between the units, and they had a big compound of female veterans.
Well, but you know what else?
In training, and everybody hung out over there.
You know what else they had? When I was down there, man, I didn't realize that we were training Iraqi fighters,
yeah,
at Lackland Air Force Base, a country that we later wound up destroying because we said they had weapons of mass destruction. We were training their pilots.
One of my best friends was from Africa, and he wound up being one of the guards for Haile Selassie. And he was over there training at the same time. He trained with me in recon photography. But anyway, I was going to talk about this idiot that's in office. I've talked about this several times. What he's doing is a plan that they set in place to draw as much of the resources as possible away from the government and put it where they can get their hands on the money. And all of these things you see going on are about depleting the government and getting to the resources, the money. And they don't care if people die. That's what they want to happen, because all this money we got sitting in Social Security fund, all this money we got sitting in Medicare and Medicaid, all this money we got sitting in health and education, once they deplete when they shut down those different agencies and what have you, lay these people off or fire them, all that money becomes available to them, billions and trillions of dollars. That is what they're after. And they don't care about people die. They hope people die. That way they can't come back and claim the money.
Hey.
So that's just my outlook of what's going on. And we saw it coming. But my problem is we got all these so-called people representing us, congressmen, congresswomen, who are letting this happen. They're supposed to be our representatives. They're not representing nothing but the dollar bill.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call, Reggie.
Yeah, I agree. So-called representatives is a good way to put it, Al. I agree with that, because they're certainly not representing, you know, their constituents at all. And the ones that are the worst at this, obviously, right now are the members of the GOP. Because they're just simply lining up with this man to damage the federal government in ways that we've never seen any president do before. And, you know, let me tell you this, Earl, real quick. This is what happens when you put unqualified people into positions of power. They don't know what the heck they're doing. They don't care about the damage they're doing. He's completely unqualified to be president of anything.
Yeah, but we saw that a little more than 4 years ago. He was the president before Reggie,
mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, come on, man. And then this constant haranguing about business people need to be running the country. Well,
yeah,
we
that's turning out.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Happy Motown Monday, Earl and Reggie. I'd first like to say I'm excited to see Mr. Jackson speak at UWM this Friday. I'll be there representing Rid Races in Milwaukee. So I just found that out this morning. You're going to be speaking. So that's awesome.
Reggie, you got to announce that, Reggie.
Nincompoops. By all means. Okay. Yeah, don't forget. This cabal of nincompoops is making Ronnie Reagan's gang look like petty thieves. And folks better buckle up because, like you've been saying, it's going to get worse. I saw over the weekend, a journalist reached out to the top 100 American companies and asked for their opinion on the tariffs. Not one responded with an answer, not one, meaning that, again, like you'd said before, we the people are on our own to get out of this. It was established in 1619 and reestablished countless times since then that wealthy Christian American males of European descent need not adhere to the laws that govern the rest of society. What we're seeing is a continuation of that. And the bottom line is, you know, it's going to be up to that same, you'd think it'd be up to that same group of wealthy American males to stop this madness, but what's their incentive when they fear Benedict Donald more than they fear the American people? And lastly, as for protecting our children, right-wing politicians are all about lowering the working age, imprisoning children with adults, and defunding our public schools that provide an education. So, you know, what they're doing to our kids is kind of par for the course, in my opinion.
You know, Eric, I'm looking at, you know, this guy named Mark who says, when you have the biggest stick, you get to negotiate from your position. Why is it that the Democrats and previous Republicans didn't understand this and let the whole world screw us? You know, Reggie, you want to respond to this? Insanity.
This is obviously somebody needs to go to a college and take an economics class because he doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. Dude, take a course at college and learn how economies work because you obviously are completely just oblivious to the reality of how economies work.
Well, he doesn't need to know. He's going by what he sees on Fox News and what he sees on Newsmax and those other things. CJ, you're up.
Thanks for taking my call, Earl and Reggie. We don't need anything but the results of your previous caller said that we want to take away public education. Well, we're failing our kids. Look at the test scores. Only about 30% can read at their grade level.
Hey, CJ, are you?
That's not true.
Hey, CJ.
That's not true. You don't know what you're talking about either. That's not what the test scores show you. The test scores. I was a teacher for 8 years. You can't tell me that that's what that means. I know what the test scores mean. And it has nothing to do with reading at their grade level, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Well, I had a kid show up on a job site that couldn't read. He couldn't read a tape measure, Reggie.
There's plenty of people in America like that. And it's been that way for decades. Oh, failing our kids or cutting the budget for education is going to help, right?
And that's why
the president
is going to end it.
Okay, and so what is ending the Department of Education? What is ending the Department of Education going to, you know, what is that going to benefit, CJ?
How much money do they get, Earl? Look at the bureaucracy. How many teachers could that? What is it, like 30,000 bureaucrats get salaries? How many teachers, an average about $100,000 a year? How many teachers would that
teachers
provide,
don't make that kind
Earl?
Of money, dude. What are you talking about? I was a teacher. I wish I would have made that much money as a teacher.
No, I'm talking about the bureaucracy that 10 or 15,000 bureaucrats at the Department of Education that just shuffle papers around and give grants.
You don't know what they do.
DEI,
do you sit in their cubicles with them to see the work they're doing?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, DEI is crap? DEI is crap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see where you're coming from then, dude. I see where you're coming from.
Go ahead,
dude, I've been doing DEI training for 20 years.
Bring CJ down. Go ahead, Reggie.
This dude doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. Criticizing DE&I and doesn't even know what it is. I did this training for 20 years, Earl. You can't tell me that it's divisive. It's telling the truth that's been left out of our history classes. It's the voices of people that have been marginalized and not listened to finally having a voice. That's what DE&I is about.
Fellow American citizen, CJ. CJ, bring him up.
Anytime, anywhere.
Anytime, anywhere, what?
I'll debate you anytime, anywhere.
You're not equipped to debate somebody, man. You don't have the aptitude, well, brother. You clearly don't.
How's that border looking now? How's that border looking, Earl?
Hey, CJ, here's what I'd say to you.
Which border? The Canadian border?
For all the people who were screaming about the border, ask them about how their 401ks, ask them about how the future looks for them and their families. Ask them that.
Let's play the tape. I'm sure you can find out where President Obama wanted to do tariffs too, but at least Trump's got the balls to do it. He didn't have the balls.
Destroying the economy is going to help us?
How about
that's
going to
help us, destroying the economy? It's going to help the economy.
All right. Okay. 855-752-4842. It's Monday. It's a Motown Monday. And, he's certainly done his job. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Well, you know, that.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Reggie Jackson. Reggie, you want to respond to any of that stupidity that was just mouthed over the airwaves?
See, and people tell me I'm arrogant for saying this, but I try not to have battles of wits with unarmed men, Earl. And so I don't see any reason to respond.
No, he clearly, Yeah, let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Oh, I love being on the other side of a CJ call. Good Lord. Stupidity abounds. You got to love MAGA because MAGA just loves to ignore the obvious. But hey, CJ, you know what? Your president's a piece of trash. Four dead Americans were brought back to American soil. When they left the other country they were in, the president of that country stood on the street with the soldiers to honor them as they left. And where's that fat piece of trash? He's down playing golf, lying to everybody about how he won a tournament. Okay, and $3.1 million every time we got to shovel his fat butt down to Florida and bring him back when he goes every weekend. Last week, he worked 4 days out of a 5-day work week. Okay. So don't talk to us about accountability and money and waste. He's the biggest waster there was. He was only in office a month when he went to the Super Bowl and Daytona. Total of about $30 million just blown. So give it up, CJ.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Marty, you're up.
Good morning, guys. Earl, looking for an answer.
Marty?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
Okay, yeah, and it has to start locally, does it not, Reggie and Earl? It has to be our local officials that start this ball rolling. And they have to take care of us at home first before we can do it. It's sort of like the airport thing on the airliner. You got to put your own mask on first before you help people. Well, Milwaukee has to put its own mask on first. And you know what the Common Council is doing today, Earl? 15 Common Council members, finally. We got the 15th one. And the Steering and Rules Committee meeting is scheduled to meet today. with everything going on in the city, lead, schools, finances, on and on and on and on, the Steering and Rules Committee is not meeting. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to see here. You've got cover-ups going on at the police department. You've got this Brady thing. The Common Council is in charge of these guys now. The Fire and Police Commission doesn't have anything to do with these guys, basically. It's all on the Common Council, and they're not even going to meet this month.
Hey, Marty.
I don't know what's going on, Earl.
Hey, Marty, I talked about it. Hey, listen, we'll talk about that a little bit on tomorrow. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John. John, you're up.
Hey, first of all, this ripping on Trump because if he didn't go to the airport for the soldiers coming home, your callers are ignorant. First of all, the bodies are still in Europe, probably at Ramstein Air Force Base. They won't be coming home until they are prepared properly. And second of all,
speaking of ignorant, Reggie, you want to? Yeah.
Well, listen, man, you can complain about the Common Council. The last time I checked, the Common Council doesn't have the same amount of power that Congress has. Congress is the problem right now, dude. You're worrying about the Common Council in Milwaukee, and you're not saying anything about those Republicans in Congress that are pushing this MAGA agenda and destroying the country. That's what you should be concerned about.
Listen,
because
man,
regardless of what the Common Council does, they don't have the power to stop this MAGA foolishness.
Man, there are people who are not getting their Social Security. They can't even, they call the lines, Reggie. There's nobody there. Okay? People who, man, we're fortunate and blessed that we don't live solely off of our Social Security, but there are many people who do, Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's interfered with that, right? And so people can't even get support. He's cut all of these positions. Hey, come on, man. Hey, you know, I'm not saying that what happens on the Common Council is not an issue. It is, man, but it's bigger than that. You know, I just, Reggie, in these coming weeks and months, and years, Reggie, we're talking years. How are people going to survive the next three, almost 4 years? How are they going to survive at this rate?
I don't know if they are going to survive, Earl. You know, I look at this like the Titanic, man. And some people are going to stand around and play the violin, and some people are going to get in lifeboats. You know, I think far too many people are looking at this with rose-colored glasses. You know, listening to you know, their choice of so-called media that's giving them a bunch of foolish ideas and assessments of what's happening when the rest of the world is looking at us, laughing at us, Earl. We're the laughing stock of the planet as a country right now. We used to be the most respected country in the world. Now we're the laughing stock of the world.
You know, Reggie,
we're putting tariffs on an island with penguins on it, Earl.
I know.
You're putting tariffs on penguins. and nobody thinks that that's, you know, problematic.
Well, no, I guess not. You know, it was somebody who called, I think it was John, and he referred to people as ignorant. I don't wonder if he knows the definition of that word. But anyway, yeah, Richard, thank you as always, man. Good seeing you again. I'll see you in a week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Metnett, Greg Bach. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.